Southeast Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Don Henley, of course, the Eagles, and then his solo career. And the song that kicked off his solo career was Dirty Laundry. It was in 1982, and the song still resonates today. It's about media coverage and the things that happen, the worst-case scenarios that media loves to cover. So 23 years later, that song was covered by Elvis Presley's daughter, Michael Jackson's ex-wife, Lisa Marie Presley. Is that weird? It was to Don Henley. Here's his thoughts.
A little strange to me to hear other people doing my songs, but it sort of blows my mind when I think about how much the King meant to me and how his recording of a song called Hound Dog was the very first rock and roll record that I ever bought when I was just a kid. It was a 45 RPM record, and to think that these many years later, his daughter is recording one of my songs is pretty freaky.
Pretty freaky. Billy Powell was born in this day, keyboards for Lynyrd Skynyrd. And at first you wouldn't think, what, Lynyrd Skynyrd, I mean, guitar band, telling great stories, why do they have a keyboard player? Well, here's how that came about. Billy Powell, going to college out there, was in a band, but he really loved Lynyrd Skynyrd. And he became a roadie for Lynyrd Skynyrd. So he's just doing his job, being a roadie. But he's actually a trained classical pianist. But he wouldn't tell them that because he was embarrassed. Like a rock band would be embarrassed. You play classical music? Which, of course, wouldn't be the case, but that's what he thought. So one day, they're getting ready to go on stage. There's a piano backstage. And so he sits down and starts playing some classical music. Ronnie Van Zant comes in and goes, "What are you doing?" Sorry. No, that's awesome. I didn't know you could play piano like that. Yeah. You're in the band. And that's how it came about.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.